Hello, welcome back to our podcast. Still untitled. We still haven't got around to naming it. I don't know whether that's out of laziness or we're just really struggling.
Listen, been fucking busy, all right?
You've been told by Simon. We've been fucking busy. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, if you managed to get through episode one, you're probably the only person to have done that.
Congrats, you're probably Jack's dad.
Yeah, you're probably Big Ian, our number one listener. So yeah, if you did get through episode one, then you will obviously know that it wasn't perfect, but we're hoping that episode two is a little bit better. I think Matt's sound on his end wasn't up to scratch. We thought it was, but...
So if I still sound terrible, then we're not there yet.
We feel like we troubleshooted the problem in the early days, but
we'll see. Time will tell.
We don't know because because Matt's not with us. He's recording remotely.
He's not died.
He's not died. We're using a pre-recorded message every episode.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of them.
I recorded them all as part of my will, and now they're just chop and change it.
Exactly. So hopefully we sorted that one out. So how do we all feel from the last episode? Did we feel like we could get used to this?
Did it come natural? However, this time around, I feel a lot more excited, really, just to talk shit, to be honest.
Excited to talk
But a good
shit.
Way, obviously.
Engaging shit.
Yeah, engaging stuff, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I still don't know whether to... Do you bleep on podcasts?
No, because, I can't help it. So if you did that, I would not be involved whatsoever.
How edgy is this podcast?
How edgy is it? What does the audience want? Are they going to thrive off it?
Ask Big Ian.
We'll have to ask my dad, yeah.
Listen, swearing isn't a bad thing, really,
It's not. Apparently, it's a sign of intelligence.
It is. I reckon so.
I don't know.
Creativity as well.
I don't know who made that one up. Maybe.
I think it was
swearing in messy desks.
Wasn't it Elon Musk who said that?
I don't know.
While he was blazing a doobie.
Yeah. I think the audience might agree that we need to loosen up a little bit. So we're working on that. It doesn't come natural, as Simon said. It really doesn't.
Yeah. It's a learning curve.
Because you kind of have to... Well, you want to have a chat between three people, but it's almost like you're expecting like a crowd that's next to you that's like kind of watching your every move.
It's like the Big Brother effect, isn't it? In terms of you feel as if you're getting watched by, CCTV constantly.
Yeah.
However, it's not. Getting used to it is more like realizing that, you're generally talking between friends, and that's it.
Matt, if you check the email that I sent you, the Zoom call link in,
yellow,
you will find two music tracks.
I can see two music tracks. Which one do I download first?
Oh, both of them. One's an intro and one's an interlude. So... as this podcast is a jigsaw we're slowly putting together, I think we're doing it the right way in that we are just going ahead and recording it, and then we're kind of piecing it together, and then when it goes out live, we'll have a name, we'll have a jingle. There's no point in, and this is a good philosophy in life when you're creating stuff, there's no point in waiting for everything to be perfect and then rolling out, because the fact of the matter is, someone's beating you to the punch. And you'll never get off the ground anyway. But, yeah, we're slowly putting together
the
jingle.
Just do it.
Just do it, as Nike.
Famous.
Nike.
Sports
Nike.
Brand.
Nike's American.
Nike.
Definitely Nike.
Nike.
Could be Nike.
Nike and the Funky Bunch.
It's like the old age old, you know, Adidas or Adidas.
Yeah, well, Liverpool Football Club just released their Nike campaign, and they played on the whole Nike with the locals, which I thought was interesting. I didn't realise it was that much of a issue in Liverpool.
Dividing the public.
Yeah, I thought I was alone and struggling with the name.
Which one are you?
I've always been Nike.
Yeah, Nike.
What I gathered from the advert was that the whole of Liverpool is saying Nike as well, which is, I feel safe.
It's good to know.
I think it's an English thing, that's too fair. Like, I think England generally say Nike, not Nike.
Yeah.
Because Nike doesn't really sound natural to an English person, does it?
No. Nike surely is named after the Greek goddess of victory.
It is. Nike, victory.
I don't know.
The wings. That doesn't have wings.
So this whole issue can be fixed if we can figure out what they said back then.
If we could ask that Greek goddess.
What her name was.
It's got to be an old interview somewhere. Dust it off.
Podcast, yeah.
She must have done a desert island disc at some point.
She must have done. Just clear it all. Clear the debate.
Clear the air. Yeah, exactly. It's like when football commentators get names wrong and you're just screaming.
There's no bigger irritation than when a commentator consistently gets a name wrong.
Even worse is when a commentator records the name wrong for a video game, and then you have to.
Well, listen. The best example of that was Mark Lawrenson. Remember that Mark Lawrenson? That's his name, is it? Oh fucker,
Lawrenson.
Lawrenson, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Lawrenson called Stephen Penis live on air. You could not fucking write that, could you? That's comedy fucking gold.
I remember when Phuket got bombed, and every journalist trying to say Phuket without making it sound like it's saying fuck it, was a real struggle.
Fuck it.
You've got some fantastic pronunciations.
How are you getting on with those music tracks?
I've got them. Got them down. I was just waiting for.
Oh, nice.
Some sort of prompt.
Go ahead and listen and tell me what you think.
All right, I'm gonna open up the intro. I don't know what it's gonna play for.
Whilst you do that, I'm gonna crack open.
Toast.
Whilst you do that, I'm gonna crack open a can of toast.
Oh, hello.
Toast. Here's the change. Craft lager. Planet saving.
Does this taste like toast or?
Ooh.
I'm not sure if it does.
It's dripping though. Ooh. Product placement. Show the camera.
It tastes like toast.
No. What's it taste like?
Like wheat and barley.
Oh. Like lager then, yeah.
Would you like a sip?
I would like a sip, yeah. Oh. Sharing COVID. It's
absolutely soaking.
It smells like lager.
It's a nice design, I think. Yellow, grab your attention.
What are you drinking?
Drinking toast. Here's the change.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Is it made with real toast?
It's not, no.
It tastes
like vegan,
yeah,
though.
It
and it likes to shout about it, saying it's planet saving.
Oh, the barcode is shaped like a fucking slice of toast as well.
Is it?
Oh, sorry. We brew our planet-saving beer with surplus fresh bread.
Oh. Nice. So it is toast.
So
look at the barcode.
Technically toast.
The barcode looks like a fucking bit of bread.
Barcode looks like.
Oh, yeah. It's a little loaf.
That's awesome.
It's clever, that.
That's really awesome. Nice.
Well, we're not sponsored by Toast.
We could be,
but if you're listening,
if they want to send us some free beers,
if you want to send us some free beers,
never
or toast,
not on but toast,
then we will gladly take it.
Has to be warm toast. They don't send us cold toast.
So what do you think, Matt? Did you give anything a listen?
Yeah. I gave the intro a listen. There's some nice 70s porn bass.
Ooh,
yeah. I've heard the word I've heard the word sleazy being used
Ooh,
before.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. It definitely needs a. If, yeah, I feel like we're going to host a different kind of podcast now.
Does that like fit our personality or what? Like, because I'm quite sleazy.
Sleazy. I think it fits Simon down to a T.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go in with the interlude.
Disclaimer: I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Got it.
Oh, I like this.
Oh.
It reminds me of something, but I can't think what.
Yeah. You better not say anything because then we've copyrighted something. So keep it to yourself, boy.
It's very jazzy. I like that. I like that. I like the gong at the end.
Nice. So my girlfriend Lottie hates the gong.
No, without the gong, it's nothing.
That's it, man. It's all about the gong. You kind of need. You know, you can imagine that going on. And as interludes go, it's a bang on interlude.
It's a good, yeah.
You know, you pop that in when we need to change topic. You can speak over it, and it has just that little pop at the end to get you into the next.
Well, when the gong goes, you know you're moving on to business. So
that's it, man.
That's what you need.
That's it. So
I'm a big fan of the gong.
Not bad, I think.
I enjoy.
Better than spending 70 quid on a random
shit.
Guy on LinkedIn.
They were a bit shit as well, to be fair. They weren't. Well,
that was our options.
The options.
So we'd do that.
They weren't very fit and put it that way.
Yeah, it was kind of like you pretty much sent over
pre-recorded
like
things.
A snippet from Clubland.
it was
pretty
heavy. Cool, man.
Didn't go for that.
No, I just thought, you know.
Was it just like Ultra Beat, like Pretty Green Eyes or something like that? Happy House. What's is it like Brighton Pier or something like that?
It just made you want to pop a pill a little bit too much.
Did it not make you want to bounce by the ounce?
It did not want to make me bounce by the ounce.
Bounce by the ounce.
Shout
what
out
the
to bounce
fuck?
By the ounce. Yeah, but I thought, you know. Why not get myself in the recording studio, which is my bedroom.
And the studio you're in right now.
Yeah, and scrub something up. I think it'll do for now. We can always change it.
I enjoy it.
But at least you've got something, eh? At least you've got something.
I enjoy it. Big,
nice.
Big advocate.
We just need a name now, and then we're all good.
Yeah. And then you can whisper it over the theme tune.
I bought a free pot and a fucking lucky junket. Hey, Jonathan Ross fucking did it. If Jonathan can do it, we can fucking do it.
I can hear Ofcom banging on our door.
Oh, fuck Ofcom.
So that's been another episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, we hope you stick with us. It's a learning process. If you want to get in touch, you can email.
Hey, fuck's sake.
He's forgot it.
No, there's two fucking email addresses, to be fair. hello@freecollective.co.uk.
There we go. And Matt has a special message.
Do I?
Fuck the mic.
You want people to subscribe, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Like and subscribe.
I thought you were going to fart on the mic.
All appropriate channels. No, not this week. Like, subscribe, follow all the channels. TikTok, part of the family.
And we will catch you next week. We aim to post every week. So stay tuned for the next. See you later.
Bye.